Republican National Committee hits fundraising record during impeachment fight. By Joshua Kaplan on December 19, 2019. The Republican National Committee, RNC, reached record fundraising numbers during the House Democrats' partisan effort to impeach President Donald Trump, taking in $20.6 million in November. Per Federal Election Commission, FEC, figures reported first by Fox News. Democrats' baseless impeachment charade has only served to bolster our base and attract more voters to our cause, and the result is another record-breaking fundraising month, Rona McDaniel, chairwoman of the RNC, said in a statement to Fox News. President Trump's policies made historic progress this month as well, with USMCA clearing another legislative hurdle, paid family leave secured for federal employees, and 266,000 jobs added to the economy, all while Nancy Pelosi's impeachment sham droned on. Voters will make their voices heard by re-electing President Trump and voting for Republicans up and down the ballot in 2020, the Republican official added. The party said last month was the party's best ever November and have whopping $63.2 million in cash on hand. After some 8 hours of debate, the House voted mostly along party lines on the two articles of impeachment charging Trump with having abused the powers of the presidency and having obstructed Congress. December 18, a great day for the Constitution of the United States. A sad one for America that the president's reckless activities necessitated our having to introduce articles of impeachment, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said during a press conference after the vote. She said she couldn't be prouder of the moral courage her Democratic colleagues showed in voting to impeach Trump and uphold the U.S. Constitution. "I view this day, this vote, as something that we did to honor the vision of our founders to establish a republic. The sacrifice of our men and women in uniform to defend our democracy and that republic and the aspirations of our children that they will always live in a democracy and that we have tried to do everything we can to make sure that that is the reality," she said. On Article I charging Trump with abuse of powers and Article II concerning obstruction of Congress, the Democrats voted in a solid block with only two voting against both times. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, who is running for the Democratic presidential nomination, voted present to both impeachment articles. In a statement, she said she could not in good conscience vote in opposition of the articles as she believes Trump is guilty of wrongdoing, and she could not vote for impeachment because removal of a sitting president must not be the culmination of a partisan process, fueled by tribal animosities that have so gravely divided our country. Every Republican voted against both articles, and as the votes were being announced, Trump read out the results to supporters at Kellogg Arena in Battle Creek, Michigan, where he was simultaneously holding the rally, and he pointed to the count as evidence the Republican Party was strong and that the Republican-controlled Senate will do the right thing and not convict him. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham slammed the vote, reaffirming there is proof of wrongdoing by the president. "Democrats pushed illegitimate articles of impeachment against the president through the House of Representatives," she said. "Democrats have chosen to proceed on this partisan basis in spite of the fact that the president did nothing wrong." On Thursday morning, President Trump remained defiant and touted Republican unity. "I got impeached last night without one Republican vote being cast, with the do-nothing Dems on their continuation of the greatest witch hunt in American history. Now the do-nothing party want to do nothing with the articles and not deliver them to the Senate, but it's Senate's call," he wrote. "The UPI contributed to this report."